The Findlay-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce has some advice for companies in preparing for the big celestial show. Chamber Director Dion Neubauer is with us in the studio this morning. Dion, thanks very much for dropping by, first of all.
Good morning, Chris.
It's a big event. Everybody's looking forward to it. Some folks probably looking forward to it being over because it will be such a disruption. But as we've talked about in the past, that's maybe the biggest challenge is in the unknown. We really don't know what to really expect here.
A lot of unknowns. I think one of the million-dollar question is how many people are actually going to be coming to Findlay and Hancock County? Mm-hmm. You know, our safety services have been planning for well over 2 years for this big event.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know, we're excited. There's a lot to celebrate with the total solar eclipse.
Sure.
Opportunity to welcome visitors into our community.
Mm-hmm.
But now is the time to prepare.
Right. And it's interesting you mentioned that. Obviously, it is an opportunity. And I'm curious your take on this, because when I first heard that we were going to be in the path of totality for this solar eclipse, my first thought was, wow, what an opportunity. We can have a celebration like this town has never seen before.
Yes.
And yet then it begins to sink in what that really means. And it seems as though the emphasis has shifted to from some big celebration to many of the powers that be saying, you know, we don't want you to do really anything on that day. And it almost seems, I know that's the right decision, but it almost seems like an opportunity not wasted necessarily, but we haven't maybe not able to capitalize fully on it.
I think it's important, as you shared, there are a lot of layers to the total solar eclipse. And mm-hmm. from business prepared standpoint, you know, we are really encouraging our employers to, you know, determine what is their business operations look like that day and have mm-hmm. the communication plans with their employees. Will
yeah.
they be open? Are they adjusting their hours? Will they have remote work for those who can do it? But even those who will be working remotely, you know, that may be affected too from a technology standpoint.
Right.
So conversations need to be had with the employers really right now.
And that brings up the big question, will the eclipse end up helping or hurting local businesses?
I think it actually could be both. I mean, it's an opportunity to spotlight to area businesses,
mm-hmm.
you know, our restaurants, our services, because people are coming to Findlay for the first time
mm-hmm.
and an opportunity for them to come back at a later time. So absolutely an opportunity.
Yeah.
For our local area businesses, but also we need to take care of our residents as well
mm-hmm.
and our local businesses. You know, we talk about planning with those communications plans. Are those businesses going to be open? But the employees also need to be checking with their daycares. We know schools are going to be closed. So
right.
what are the daycares doing? We know some mm-hmm. of them are starting to cancel. And even now is a prime time for businesses to start asking their suppliers. For example, those who
yeah.
are ordering business supplies, deliveries from Amazon, UPS, from the floor mats to the linen delivery to the Culligan waters,
yeah.
need to have those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
What are their, will they be delivering?
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, get those orders in early.
Yeah. And there's discussion over some of the things that we see whenever we have a big natural disaster. We see a big snowstorm and you have a rush on the grocery stores and shelves are empty. And there's the potential for that for a different reason, just so many people being in gas stations running out of fuel or, you know, restaurants running out of food
right.
because they're being so inundated with things. So a lot of different things that
a lot of moving parts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so communications, conversations have been happening with local retailers, grocery stores and so forth. But we're finding that even those who are coming into the area will probably be coming into the stores looking for those camping type supplies. Mm. But nonetheless, for our residents, it's a good reminder that before that Friday, before April 5th,
right,
you should have your groceries, you should have your gas.
We're going to see.
Get your medication.
Be very busy that weekend before.
But plan ahead.
Going to be that
ahead.
Very busy that weekend before. So what are some of the, and I know you've been running some advertisements. People might have been hearing some of these with some thought starters, some ideas. What are some of the recommendations that you are making to local businesses when they inquire, what do I need to do? What do I need to think about here?
First, let me share that FinleySolarEclipse2024.com is the website. It's constantly being updated. It's an opportunity for residents and businesses to frequent this website because it talks about things for the employers, things for the residents, but things also, you know, where are the viewing locations going to be? Certainly, we were encouraging people to, you know, now's an opportunity to celebrate the science with your family and friends and neighbors. Because, again, we just don't know how many people are coming to community, but we're going to be prepared for them as well, an opportunity to showcase. So have those communication plans in place with your family, but also with your employer. Plan early. Get those groceries and your gas tanks filled. Check on your medical appointments, too. Because, you know, Chris, we've been talking about leading up in the day of the solar eclipse, but we have to remember, we're not sure how many people are coming. Mm-hmm. So that Tuesday, the day after, our commute times into work could be delayed just a little bit as well.
Yeah.
So we need to keep that in mind.
With respect to kind of gauging what we can expect in terms of the influx of people, obviously the first time, and I know that you're monitoring this as are all of the powers that be, all of the entities that have all of the stakeholders in this. Hotel rates, reservation rates, Airbnbs, you know, all of those types of things. And if you do a search, a simple search for a hotel room or an Airbnb in or around Findlay for that weekend, there aren't a whole lot of availabilities out there. But then beyond that, you also have the people who may come in just for the day and try to drive out that same day.
True. There will be some people who do that.
So that's the great unknown.
That's the great unknown. But what we are learning, and, you know, special thanks goes out to our safety services personnel and law enforcement, because, again, they have been championing this. They have been planning for 2 years on this. You know, even those who are traveling on I-75, we know that there's a good possibility that people, believe it or not, it could be a parking lot. Absolutely. Yeah. But we do anticipate people starting to come in that Friday, April 5th, and then they're going to be figuring out exactly where their location will be by Monday.
Yeah.
And then solar eclipse will happen. We'll appreciate that and marvel in its beauty. And then it could be a mass exodus trying to get out of Findlay-Hancock County.
And we were talking about that not long ago with the sheriff. If you have ever gone to the 4th of July fireworks at the fairgrounds or Balloon Fest at the end of the night or the Halloween parade, it's not such a big deal getting in, but everybody leaves at the same time.
Yes.
And you know what kind of a, and take that to the nth degree, and you can get an idea of what we're going to be faced for. Is this a situation where the recommendation for non-essential businesses is to just close?
You know, what I think we've learned from COVID is like every business is essential.
Yeah.
But it's up to them to make their decisions on what their operations looks like. I believe what we're encouraging for our residents, if you don't have to maneuver around the community, don't. Kind of stay in place.
Yeah.
You know, again, bring that family together, your neighborhoods together, kind of walk as much as you possible. Because, again, our community has not, we've not been part of this before. So this is new for us.
Right.
So we don't know what those traffic patterns will be, but we know that our safety services are going to do their best to help navigate those who are coming in our community. So they get right back on I-75 or wherever their next destination is.
What has been, as you talk to local businesses of all types, are they looking forward to this or are they dreading this?
You know, it's a little bit of both. There's an excitement around the total solar eclipse, as there should be. The science, I mean, The next one in Ohio doesn't take place till the year 2099.
Yeah.
But the same token, you know, they're taking care of their employees, their safety to and from work. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, they have parking lots. What will that look like? Will visitors just come into their parking lots? You know, and how does that work for...
And what does staffing look like if we are going to be open, like at a restaurant or something?
Exactly.
What does staffing look like?
So. And along with that, with the restaurants, we know that, you know, our restaurants don't necessarily have the storage capacity for extra inventory. Mm-hmm. So, you know, perhaps a specialty menu needs to be created, a very limited menu, knowing that, again, we're not sure how many people are coming in, but if you have that limited menu, that grab and go type of concept, you know, that's something to be considered.
Yeah. A lot of things.
A lot of moving pieces.
Again, you have some advice. You can help businesses kind of talk through this and create that plan.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people that are coming together, have been coming together for well over a year, and collaboration. You know, Finley-Hinkett County takes great pride in its collaboration. And so, yes, we are just one organization who can help. But certainly, FinleySolarEclipse2024.com is a great resource for everyone.
There. Yeah. 7 weeks away. Countdown is on. And again, Finley-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce Director Dion Neubauer with us this morning talking about some of the plans that are being made on the business end of things to deal with this and the great unknown that goes along with it. Dion, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it.